since we left off last week, trying to understand this Ramah. Ramah told us that when you have a suffek in kavush, you're not sure whether the two foods were actually soaked together for long enough to pose a problem. So sometimes you have a right to be mekel and sometimes you have to be machmer. And basically, the only difference was between kavush when it's a deraisa and kavush when it's a derabanan. When is kavush a shav a deraisa? In all areas of bli, in all areas of halachas. When is kavush on a derabanan? Basa b'cholam. So we spent a lot of time last week talking about why kavush falls short in Uchaz Bas B'cholam in a Torah, but in Uchaz B'lios it really poses a problem. That was pretty much an explicit Gemara Maseches Pesachim. So since kavush is a potential problem in Daraisa, we plug in the rule of Safed Daraisa B'chomer. The Ramah quotes explicitly from the earlier Poskim, from this in the Heter, that if you have a situation where you know that there was some chaza soaking with something else, and you're not quite sure whether you reach the threshold of 24 hours of kavush, you have to be machmer. So all the Gedolei Poskim are bothered with the question, what happened to Chazocha? Doesn't the kosher food have a cheskes heter? Wasn't the status quo that it used to be kosher? Don't we have a rule that everything's kosher until proven treif, everything's tall until proven tamei, everything's also until proven mutter, whatever the status was, so that's what we continue doing. Don't we follow the status quo? Right. So we saw a suggestion that was given by the Shach that b'medev ha'mamurim, that we follow the status quo, that's only when there is no reyusa, when nothing is pointing in the direction of change, but if we suspect the change may have happened, we don't know, not even sure the change happened, but there's reason to believe there's something fishy going on. There's what we call a lacha reyusa, so that all bets are off. Then the chazaka disappears. So that was really a shas topic. That was a shas concept. That the shach is putting the brakes, putting the limits on chazakas, that a chazaka that's presented with a reyusa is not going to be valid. Is that really true? So the Sheikh Shmaitza, the Balak Tzol, starts to take us through a whirlwind tour of shas to try to show us that that doesn't seem to be the case. So we left off with the first raya, was the Mishnah Maseches Nida, that the Mishnah says that when a woman experiences a riyas dam, so for sure min haTorah is dayan shaita, that we don't say that, well, she probably started bleeding 10 hours ago, she probably started bleeding yesterday. It's not true. Kol nashim dayan shaita. And even though it's true that with the Rabbanan there are a few chumras here and there, like Abikotchi and other things, that maybe we are mitamiya retroactively, those are clearly chumras with the Rabbanan. Those remember Daf Yomi from the beginning of Maseches Nida will remember that those were clearly with the Rabbanan. Min haTorah, you can't say that for some things yes, some things no. The whole thing was a chumras with the Rabbanan. With the Raisa, Shammai is right, the first Mishnah Nida is correct, or Nashim Dayan Shaita min haTorah. Notwithstanding the fact that it's clearly Reisa, there's a huge reisa. She's bleeding now. She just got a period now. So that yein lecha reisa gadol mizeh. Doesn't matter. We ignore the reisa. We say chazaka tells me that the bleeding just happened now. But until now, she's good to go, and she still remains tahora. But notwithstanding that Mishnah in Maseches Nida, there seem to be other sources in Chazal that may question this. So the Sheikh Shmaitz was well aware, he wrote the book on Tzfekas and Chazakas, he was well aware of these other rayas, and he takes them one by one to try to show you why his Yesod is still fundamentally correct. So let's take a look at the 8th of the Mar Makomos, just to flesh out our understanding of Chazakas with or without rayasas, and then be able to ultimately get back to the realm of Kavish Kibbushim. So we'll take a little bit of a whirlwind tour and piggyback on the Sheikh Shmaitza. He took us to a Gemara in Erevin in the 8th of the Mar Makomos. The Gemara quotes a machlokes atanoim about the following question: Erevin lamed hamad beis in 8th of the Mar Makomos. Noga be'echad balayla ve'eni yodeh im chai im meis. So Reuven touches Shimon in the dark of night, and he has no way of knowing whether Shimon is alive or dead. Obviously, we're talking about somebody who potentially, there's a reason to believe that he may no longer be alive. So Reuven touches Shimon, he doesn't know. And tomorrow morning, Nebuchadnezzar realizes that Shimon, in fact, is no longer alive. And obviously, now the latest asafik becomes, at what point was Shimon no longer alive? Was he no longer alive at the time that Reuven touched him? Or did he die subsequently? So we have a suffix, tumah. So what do you do? So Rabbi Meir Mitar. Rabbi Meir says, it's okay, you're right, you can assume that you're still tahor. So if you think about it, Rabbi Meir seems to be right, because there are multiple chazakas, and both of them happen to be working in the fellow's favor. So number one, Reuven has a cheskes tahara, because he was tahor yesterday, he was tahor last week, he was tahor last month, and now we have a suffix, maybe became tamei. So at first glance, we should just rely on the chazaka. Number two, Shimon has the cheskes chai. Shimon was alive yesterday, he was alive the day before, he was alive the week before, so we assume until proven otherwise. So everything seems to be pointing in the same direction, and Rabbi Meir seems to be correct, until the chacham, everybody else disagrees. Chachamim, mitamin. The chacham say, no, all bets are off, and we have to treat Reuben as being tamei. Why? Shekola tumas kishas mitziyason. Because in Hilchos Tumah, you have to follow what you know in front of you. Namely, if right now, when the sun comes up, now Nebuch Shimon is no longer alive, so we have to assume that Shimon was not alive in the interim throughout the entire night as well. And any time that Reuben may have touched him, that poses a problem. So the Chacham Shita seems to be very, very difficult to understand because it's flying in the face of not one Chazakas, but two Chazakas. Reuven Bechor was right that everything is pointing in the direction that Reuven should be declared to be Tor. So what is Pshat in the view of the Chachamim? So a simple Pshat in the view of the Chacham is that this is a Raya for the Shach against the Sheshmaitza because this is the Chazakha, albeit with a Reyesa. There's a huge Reyesa. The huge Reyesa is he's not alive anymore. So maybe this should serve as a raya that Reyesus can unravel Chazakas. So says the Sheir Shmaisa, I'm not the first person to realize this sugi was asked. Erevin, Tosis already asked this question. Tosis was already pondering, why did the Chum say that the Suffolk Nogeh Memei, Suffolk Nogeh Bechai is Tamei? What happened to Chazakas? So let's take a look at the ninth of the Ramakamos. Not only does Tosis formulate the question, but they formulate the question specifically from Maseches Nida. They start off with the following kasha, Tepa. The Beresh Nida Tanan, Beshame Olam Kol Nashim Dayan Shaitan. How in the world can the Chacham say, Kol Atumos Kishas B'tziyasan? The Chacham described that, I'm not sure whether when I touched the person, was he alive or no longer alive. So the Chacham say, Misafik, you have to make yourself Tameh, you have to declare that you're Tameh. What happened to Chazakas? This is classic Maseches Nida. This is not based on the ABCs of Maseches Nida. And Beishamai says, Kol Nashim Dayan Shaitan. What's the difference between the Cheskes Tahara of the woman that we are maintaining, notwithstanding the later of Areyusa? How is that any different from the Cheskes Chayim of Shimon that we should maintain as well, notwithstanding the fact that there's Areyusa? What is the difference conceptually between the two cases? And don't say, Sistosis, don't take the easy way out and say, Beshamai. You're asking a question from Shamai, from Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan, Vafilu Hillel, Vachachamim, the Mitamim, Yeis Leis, Apkil Abkida, and a Dafka, the Chum of a Kachim, the Kodesh Dafka, Chadash, Valachulim, Talakul Yama. Says, Tosis, if you look at the Sugis at the beginning of Nida, you realize that even those who disagreed with Shamai only disagreed with Shamai on levels the Rabbanon, for Kachim, for Truma maybe, but for Chulin, for the basic, for the baseline halacha, everyone agrees to the view of Shammai. There is a mistake in this Tosafot. It's not Beis Shammai Omer. It's Shammai Omer. It's the first mission indeed does not start with the words Beis Shammai. Name of the Berakha Shammai Omer. So it's a print mistake in this Tosafot. But V'yamai, so Tosafot says at the end of the second line, V'yamai, lo amirim d'chol tubis k'shas b'tzias k'yacha, v'lo havalan d'och b'ishach eskasa. So ask Tosafot, in effect, our question, what is the rule? Who's right? Is the Shach right? Or is the Sheh Shmaitzer right? Chazakas with the Reyes says, are good or no good? V'ayim Marie, Tosafot concludes, v'chol ha'tumas k'shas b'tziyasan, lo havi el l'trum v'kachim k'vom yeis l'eishim v'nida. Says Tosafot, guess what? When the Chachamim say, kol ha'tumas k'shas b'tziyasan, it doesn't really mean it, legabi u'halachas. It means it, midirabbanan, legabi kachim, exactly like Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan, exactly like the Sugi Maseches Nida. So what it tells us just say in one fell swoop? That this Gemara in Erevin doesn't exist. I mean, it exists, but it's not relevant. This Gemara in Erevin is not telling you what the Iker Adin is. When the Chachamim say that we don't rely on Chazakas, it doesn't really mean it. What it means is, vis-a-vis Kachim and Maisalach and Chumras Derabbanan, like we already have precedence for the beginning of Maseches Nida, then and only then we threw at you Chumras Derabbanan, don't rely on Chazakas. But Me'ika Mikra Din, Chazakas are good, they're valid, with Reyesus, without Reyesus, Chazakas carry the day in HaTorah, and even carry the day with the Rabbanan. The only thing is, in a question of Kachim, then Kachim, Maile Hosebu Kachim, a lot of chumras that we have in Kachim, Reis HaMikdash. But Me'ikra Din, the halacha remains the same, Chazakas are good, notwithstanding Reyesus that have taken place. So this only makes matters better for the Sheikh Shmai and of course worse for the Shach. Because when we're postulating a Shiloh Yeredeya of Safek Kavush, so what criteria should we use? Should we look at a Safek Kavush like Kachim? Or should we look at it like Kol Tarkul? The answer should be fairly obvious. It's not Kachim. As holy as our kitchens are, this is not Kachim. It's not the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when your wife comes with a Shiloh Gevalt, I have a piece of chaz that I was soaking in the soup for 23 hours, 24 hours, 35 hours, not sure, what do you do? So the Ramah threw a chumrah and said, nope, something the rest of the chumrah, throw it out. And comes the shach and says, why do you have to throw it out? What happened to chazachas? So the shach says, because there's a reyus in the chazacha. Says the sheish maisa, I don't care what is the reyus in the chazacha. Reyus and chazachas don't bother me. Proof positive, need to have bays. And don't tell me a story, even daf lamed hey, I don't want to hear the story, says the sheish maisa. That's different. I ain't oisisham, that's kachim. But if it's not kachim, then chazachas carry the day, notwithstanding reyus is present. So sheish maisa is still holding strong on his position, and he still doesn't understand the Ramah, and we still don't understand why Sefer Kavush is the Chumra. What happened to Chazakas?
If you're going to call these things Reus, what isn't a Reus?
I'll give you an example. A Reus, like we gave last week, we said, I don't have to check my tefillin this morning before I put the tefillin on. You know why? Because last week I had him checked. So that's I have no reason to believe anything changed. In all these cases, there's a good reason to believe something changed. The meat sitting inside the soup for X amount of time. I just can't tell my watch how long. The woman just got a period now. The mice of the person is dead now. So those are real serious flaws. Those are attacks. Those are cracks in the chazacha line. But the shach says once you have such a significant breakdown of the chazacha, then the whole chazacha goes out the window. And the sheish maisa says lahayud v'mayalam. The chazacha, even with the reyus, is still valid. Kachim is a chumah midirabah. So this machloikis is really machloikis on a level of deraisa. This is, I mean, we're talking about in a very, very small application in Yerdea. But this is a huge question. This is a question that permeates kol tarkula. This is a deraistic question. Does a chazaka with a reyusa work or not work? So l'chor, what's the answer to this question? How would we begin to tackle this question? How would we know the answer to this question? Putting aside the machlokes, the shach, and the sheshvaitis, and the taizim, and all the rest, just to be smart, what would we say on our own? If I would pose the question to you, and I'd say, I have a chazaka, but I have a reyus and a chazaka, good or no good? So l'chor, the response should be, well, to know the details of any given halacha, the best place to start is to understand what the source of the din is. If you understand where something comes from, if you understand the background of something, then you'll understand what makes it tick. You'll understand whether it works or whether it doesn't work. It's like, it's a good thing in life also. If you want to understand somebody, you have to understand where they're coming from. If you just look at a person just in a vacuum, you don't understand where they come from, what's the source, where they grow up, where they go to school. You just look at a person by Shehu Sham, you're not going to get a good picture. So the same thing is true in the area of learning, that you see a din is thrown at you. I throw a din at you, I say, there's a din called Chazaka. Very nice. Yishkach, there's a din called Chazaka. Where'd it come from? What's it based on? So if I track it, if I trace it back to its sources, and I understand where it comes from, then I can begin to tackle the question, well, how does it work? When does it work? Does it have any limitations? What are the parameters of it? So you have to go back to the ABCs. What is the source of Chazaka? So let's actually go back to those ABCs, back to the 10th of the Ramah Kovas. We quoted this Gemara outside last week, but now we're going to actually see it inside. Chulun Daf Yudam Abayis. B'noha milsa da'am rabbanan uki milsa chazakei. Where in the world did the Chacham come up with this idea that we follow chazakas? Everything has to be based, if it's a din deraisa, we're using it for dinim deraisa, it has to be based on some kind of a pasuk alach mursina, some kind of a deraisa that can source. So Amr Shmuel bar Nachmen and Rabbi Yonah said, a fascinating source. Amr Kura, v'yotza ha-koim in abayis, ha-pesach abayis, v'yizkis abayis shivaz yom. We mentioned last week, the case of abayis ha-benuga, that the Kohen goes outside of the house, and he locks up the door, and from a distance of 20 feet away, he screams out, Tomei! Now, obviously, why didn't he say Tummy when he's inside? Very simple reason. If he says Tummy when he's inside, he'll become Tummy. Everything else will become Tummy. That's the last thing we want to do. So first the Torah says, clear out all the stuff. Go as far as you can, and then scream Tummy. So yes, Gemara, a lomdish question. Duma, are there nothing for us about Salishiura? He says, maybe, as the coin went out, and it took him a minute to close the door, took him a minute to lock up, to do the combination lock, walk across the street, and to scream out Tummy, 3 minutes have passed. How do you know? A lot of things could happen in 3 minutes. Batzalei shiuri, maybe the shiur went down. I don't know if he said this last week, but this is always like another example of very fond of saying, you know, when a chassid and a misnagid look at certain sugyas, they look at it with different eyes. So you can imagine, you know, the chassid who's learning the sugya of bayis ha-menug, he's reading the psukim, and he's seeing that the kohen goes outside, and he says outside the top of his lungs, tummy. So the chassid looks at it, and he says, oh, yeah, the kohen says, hini muchem zuma, l'shai mitzvahs, l'haske bayis ha-menug, the mitzvah thing has never really happened. And he's saying, and it's just kavanas, and the kohen has a tumor coming in, the kohen has a kedusha, and there's so much going on, the olam has al yoinim, and he declares the bayis to be tummy. The misnagid is looking at the nega. He's saying, you know, that's a little poshut. How do you know? Maybe the Shia's pachas is takes that. How do you know? Is it a chazak? Is it not a chazak? Is the Shia the same? Is the Shia not the same? Different vantage point, different ways of looking at the world. So no one should take this in a bad way, but Chazal seemed to be a little bit more misnagdish in their outlook. So Chazal was bothered with this kasha. Chazal didn't just say, yeah, it was tummy and call it a day. No, we challenge you. We ask you, Allah, Mishra kasha. How do you know? Maybe it's changed. So Elalad, the Gemara says, the only halachic solution to that problem, how do you know that it didn't change? It must be that the Torah is built into the system is the principle of a chazaka. So when all the dust settles, this is the machlokes. This is the only machlokes we have. This is the suas bin Torah for all the din of chazaka. The fact that we can put on that tefillin with a straight face today and not say, hey, wait a second, I better check them. Who knows what happened in the last 6 years? No, that's based on the din, the ishtal of chazaka. You follow what the chazaka is. So now we have to challenge ourselves and ask, wait a second. If this is the suas for chazaka, is there a reisa here, or is there no reisa here? What's the case of the Torah? Whatever case, whatever criteria the Torah is describing, so that's going to be the model for chazaka. If the Torah is truly describing a case with a reisa, then it could serve as a good model to follow chazaka even with a reisa. If the Torah is only describing a chazaka without a reisa, then how dare you invent the concept of a chazaka with a reisa being valid? So what is the case? Now, we got to go back to the mistaken and the chazan. Now, we're standing outside, we're looking across the street at the house that we just closed up. We know it had a shear. We just measured against that penny at gris. We just measured it 10 minutes ago. And we're about to say, Hini Mucham Zuman Tomei. And the Gemara says the only right to do that, the only thing that allows you to do that is to shtalf the chazaka, to rely on the chazaka. So I ask you a simple question. Is there a reyes in this chazaka or not? What's the reyes? Why do I even dream my wildest dream something's changed? So 10 minutes ago, it had the shear, it had the wrong color, everything was working in the direction of being tamei. I closed the door. I have no reason under the sun to think that something's changed. So you're right. That's a chazaka without a reyes. So wait a second. If the model in the Torah itself is a chazaka without a reisa, so then the chazak's right. So then mehechetesei, what right do you have to be mechadish that even a chazaka with a reisa works? The whole chazaka is a chiddush haTorah. You see from this gemara, without a pasuk in my wildest dreams, I wouldn't have relied on chazaka. Chazaka is a chiddush haTorah in the chabal chiddushay. So this is not my kasha. This is Tosis kasha. Tosis in the 11th in the Ramakomas, let's not forget, the Balei Tosis were the biggest believers that Chazakas are very, very powerful. They overcome Reyesas also. Tosis in Nidid Abeiz, and Tosis in Erev and Lef Lamedei. Tosis believes, it was the Tosim that the Sheish Maiz was quoting right and left. So the Balei Tosis, who truly believe that Chazakas work min HaTorah, notwithstanding the presence of Reyesas, where does that come from? So comes Tosis with that bomb kasha in 11th in the Ramakomas. Aval kasha. Says Tosis, it's a very nice raya, very nice proof, but it's a problem. Aval kasha. Detena hecha de leka reyusa. Aval hecha de ika reyusa. In a case of a reyusa, when we know we have a problem here, how do you know? So now this Tosis happens to be in the first prayer of Chulin, so they throw a couple of reyusa chazokas at you, some shchita shahs. We'll leave out some of the details in terms of that. But we'll go back to the second line and tell us, the middle line. How do you know that you follow Chazaka even in the presence of a Reisa? So the whole Sheish Shmait is hinging upon what Tosus is about to say. For Yesh Loma, Tosus says, Yesh Reisa Gedola. Tosus says, guess what? Go back to the Bais of Menuga. Says Tosus, there's a huge Reisa. And I was standing right next to the Balei Tosus looking at this Nega. I didn't see a Reisa. I'm not a Kohen, but if I would have been a Kohen, 2 minutes ago, I was inside the house, and the nega measured up, and it had the color of that stomach, the size of stomach, the volume of stomach, everything is stomach. I walk out, close the door. 30 seconds later, Tosh says, "Nope, there's a reisa. I missed the reisa. Where's the reisa?" Says, "Don't listen to the reisa. Yesh reisa gedola. The yafal gav the ishtakach shechosol echashiva. I'm going to come back in a week from now. Hiskas the nega shivas yamim, and I'm going to remeasure the nega. And the Torah describes different scenarios that play out when I remeasure the nega." Either the nega may have gotten bigger, may have stayed the same, or may have shrunk. And if it begins to shrink, that's a good sign, and that's going to be part of the Torah process. And again, 1 week, 2 weeks, maybe all the different things that have to happen for it to shrink. But the bottom line is, it's very possible that this nega is going to shrink in a week. So now, comes to us and says, in a week from now, I realize that the nega shrinks. So guess what? I'm going to use a word which halakhically means it, but it doesn't really mean it. Namely, the shrinking of the nega in a week is the reyusa in the chazaka. Now, I'm using the word funny, reyesa. Reyesa is usually a bad thing. Here, reyesa is a good thing, but I think you understand what I mean. Reyesa means that it's undoing, it's unraveling the chazaka. There's some reason to believe that this chazaka is not up to par. Why? Last week, the nega measured X. This week, it measured X minus 1. So this week, it's already in the process of shrinking. So that raises a question mark in my mind. When did the shrinking process start? Maybe the shrinking process began, believe it or not, in those 30 seconds from when I closed the door until I declared Tommy. It's possible. It's a latest harayusa. Reyesa was chal now, because if I come back in a week from now and the nega is identical, that's taka chazaka without a reyesa. But if I come back in a week, which is one of the scenarios that the Torah depicts in Parshat Mitzrayim, that's one of the cases. I come back in a week, the nega went down, right, the keah nega goes down a little bit. Notwithstanding the fact there's now a reyesa, there's a pagam, there's a chisaron in the chazaka. What does the Torah say? We do not turn around and say, oh, Baruch Hashem, everyone who came in the last week is all tahor. You don't have to bother me mitar yourselves. You know why? Because we made a mistake. We declared that the nega was a problem. We declared it based on faulty evidence because we thought we had a chazaka. No, the chazaka has a reyesa to it, so the whole thing is wrong. So there's no such din, no such halacha. If and when the nega begins to shrink, then we deal with it in kalahaba. Either we have to wait another week, you have to retire the whatever we have to do, whatever the process the Torah delineates in Parshat Torah. But one thing we do not do with any stretch of form is say, oh, guess what? Sorry, guys, the whole chazaka was wrong to start with, and therefore we had no right, no authority to retire the house in the first place, and everyone's talking now lemafreyam. Why? Why don't we do that? So the answer is because we still shtalf the chazaka. What was the chazaka? The chazaka was that a week and 10 minutes ago, it was Tomei. So therefore, when we declare Tomei, we were probably right. Either there's a Reyusa, the Reyusa being that now, a week later, we think things have changed. Lamalav Lamayrib. So comes Tosis, an absolute sheer genius, and said, I can show you in the Parsha Bayis of Anuga, two things. Not only is there a din of Chazaka, that's easy. That's the Gemara talking. That's a cinch, that's simple. But I can even show, if you look hard enough at the Parsha Bayis of Anuga, you'll notice that there's a Chazaka, even though the chazaka has a reyesa, the reyesa being in a week from now, that's called the reyesa. The afa behind the Torah relies on the chazaka that it's probably tamei, and therefore we can extrapolate from there that all sfeikas in halacha, you could follow chazakas, notwithstanding reyesas, and therefore all the pieces of shas fit into place. Therefore, because of this lomdus of Tosis, before Tosis and Chulin, I don't think anyone even thought of this kasha. Tosis just thought of this bomb kasha. Hey, there's no reyesa. Tosis, yeah, there is a reyesa. They made up a case for reyesa.
I'm going to question the bombness of the kasha. How do I know it's a reyesa? It's a suffix reyesa.
No, because the Torah, in which case, in Tosis, answer the question.
No, the question itself is a suffix reyesa. So what? I'm depending upon the fact that this might go down, but it might not.
No, a chazaka without a reyesa means that all the only piece of information that I know right now is the chazaka itself. That's chazaka without a reyesa, like the case of the tefillin.
Yeah.
A chazaka with the reyesa is, I not only do I know the information of the chazaka, but I also know the woman just got a bird. I also know that this person is now a mace. I also know that this meat has now been mixed in with the food. So that's chazaka with a reyesa. So at first glance, bayis hamenugas chazaka was a chazaka without a reyesa, because when I say tomei, I don't have any other information. But the answer is you're right. But I'm going to find out information of the mafreya, which will create a reyesa of the chazaka, and the Torah still says to follow chazaka.
So how do you know it will?
No, it may, but the Torah depicts that as a possibility. The Torah describes the Parshat Mitzrayim as that possibility. So that path of halacha, that path of facts, that may happen. So if and when that happens, the Torah does not tell us to go back and undo the chazaka. The chazaka does not unravel, even though Igloy Milsa Mafreya now Reyes is present. That's Tosis Chiddush. So because of that understanding, their razzle-dazzle understanding of Bayis HaMenugah, they could take that and run the Chol Torah Kula. That's the source of Kol Noshim Dayan Shaita. That's how Chazal knew you follow Chazakas, even with Reyesas. That's what Shammai meant. When Shammai uttered those words, Kol Noshim Dayan Shaita, that's what Shammai had in mind, says Taisus. That it's a Chazaka with a Reyesa, and don't bother with the Reyesa, I don't want to hear about Reyesas. Haraya, the Pasuk itself, doesn't even address those Chazakas even with Reyesas. That's the source for the fact that when the Chachamim say in Maseches Eruvin, Chacham Mitavin, it's only a din derabbanan. It's not a real din deraisa. Midaraisa for non-kachim, you don't have to follow that because it's a chazaka. Either it's a reisa, who cares? And ultimately, says the Sheresh Baitza, that's the source for his still bomb kasha. So why did the Ramah answer the meat? Halacha lemaisa, why does the Ramah, why state in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a piece of meat that's a sofek kavush, Why are the poskim telling you have to throw it into the garbage? Why is this fact that there are more paskim the chumrah? What happened to chazakas? And don't hide behind reyusos like the shach tried to do, because I just gave you a whirlwind tour of shas, and I just learned pasuk chumash that teaches us chazakas work even with reyusos. So basically, what the sheshmaitz accomplished in the entire morning was that he showed us that a question that we thought was true last Friday is still a question. We still do not know the answer, and the last path we want to go down, says the sheshmaitz, is to invoke reyusos. Reyusos gorish kaf is not going to help you lamalav lamayrin. So we're back to square one. What happened to the chazaka? So we have to go back tomorrow to try to find out whether Shmaita's solution to this problem is what happened to the chazaka.